March 11, an advocate clothed in our nature. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. 1 John 2:1. God's appointments and grants in our behalf are without limit. The throne of grace itself is occupied by one who permits us to call him Father. He has placed at his altar an advocate clothed in our nature. As our intercessor, Christ's office work is to introduce us to God as his sons and daughters. He intercedes in behalf of those who receive him. With his own blood, he has paid their ransom. By virtue of his merits, he gives them power to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. And the Father demonstrates his infinite love for Christ by receiving and welcoming Christ's friends as his friends. He is satisfied with the atonement made. He is glorified by the incarnation, the life, death, and mediation of his Son. In Christ's name, our petitions ascend to the Father. He intercedes in our behalf, and the Father lays open all the treasures of his grace for our appropriation, for us to enjoy and impart to others. Christ is a connecting link between God and man. He places the whole virtue of his righteousness on the side of the suppliant. He pleads for man, and man in need of divine help pleads for himself in the presence of God, using the influence of the one who gave his life for the life of the world. As we acknowledge before God our appreciation of Christ's merits, fragrance is given to our intercessions. As we approach God through the virtue of the Redeemer's merits, Christ places us close by his side, encircling us with his human arm, while with his divine arm he grasps the throne of the infinite. He puts his merits, his sweet as sweet incense, in the censer in our hands in order to encourage our petitions. Yes, Christ has become the medium of prayer between man and God. He has also become the medium of blessing between God and man.